Welcome to Healing Fire Ministries. We believe that you'll be blessed as you listen to this message. God bless you.
Matthew chapter 10 from verse 1. Yes, sir.
Matthew chapter 10 and verse 1. And when he had called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease. Now the name of the 12 apostles are these. First, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew his brother, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector, James the son of Alphaeus, and Lebaeus, whose name was Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him.
Put your hands together for the word of God. Today, the title of my message is The Blessing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, I was reading the scripture and it shocked me. It scared me and it made me sad. Pastor, why?
Muruti,
let's read one more time.
Arbaleng rape.
And when he had called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease.
Mm-hmm.
Now the names of the 12 apostles are these.
Pause there.
Now the names of the 12 what?
Apostles.
Apostle is another level to a disciple. Are you here?
Amen.
Push your neighbor. Say, pastor is preaching for a short time. Be awake, please. Now the names of the 12 what?
Apostles.
What shocked me the most
is
that when they were listing these names, Judas Iscariot was part of them.
Judas Nil Omu Wabona.
How many know Judas Iscariot? Is he a good guy? One day, a certain brother came to me and he said, pastor, who is Judas in the Bible?
Kimang Judas ko Bibleing.
And I explained to him and I said, why are you asking? He said, my teacher calls me Judas.
Are teacher waka ompitsa Judas.
I said, your teacher is a bad teacher. Tell him never to call you Judas again. Now, what I need you to notice here.
Say kibatla o sitlokomele mona.
Is that Judas Iscariot?
Judas
was destined to be an apostle.
Bo fellow bagare ne tshwanetse ya ba mo apostle.
But you and I know.
Na le wena re a tsiba.
He never became an apostle.
Ga ba sena tshwanetse a ba sona.
If he was not destined to be an apostle,
Nkebe bo isibo fellow bagare,
they would have not listed him here as one of the apostles.
Ne ba ka si bie le bitso la gagwe mona.
When I read it scared me.
Ge ke bala se ke le ka tshoga.
There may be many things that God has spoken about you.
Gona le dilo tse dintsi tse modimo a ka be a di buletse ka wena.
Has planned concerning your life.
O di planile ka bophelo ba gago.
And has destined you to walk into.
O batla o di fitlhele.
And like Judas, there is a possibility that you may not walk into.
Gona le kgonagalo ya gore o ka se di fitlhele dilo tseo.
I don't know about you, but that scares me.
Seo sa ntshosa.
And the other thing that breaks my heart
is that
Judas himself didn't value his proximity to Christ. And as a result, he lost his future of being an apostle.
You
know, today people call themselves apostles. There were no apostles who were like the first apostles. Those guys were wild. Peter one day was walking. If his shadow will touch a sick person, the person will be healed. The person will be delivered from demonic powers. If you are dead, you will wake up. But that was not even the greatest blessing about those apostles. The greatest blessing about them, if you read 1 John chapter 1 from verse 1. John said, you see, it's not that we heard about Jesus.
John, we touched
him. I say everyone's going there. Quickly go there. Let's read. 1 John chapter 1, reading from verse 1. Are you there? It's in the New Testament. Okay, read. They will find us on the way.
1 John chapter 1 and verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
That which was from the beginning, which we heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled concerning the word of life.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Give us another version. Borrow quickly from the congregation. Ancient of days, as old as you are, as old as you are, you remain. The same ancient of days, as old, you remain the same.
See?
Yes, sir.
That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and have touched with our hands concerning the word of life.
So John says we are not like other apostles.
John uri gare tshwane le ba bangwe.
Who are talking about somebody they heard about.
Baba bulela ka o ba utlile ka yena.
We actually had a first-hand experience.
Rina rimoni.
We heard him with our own two ears.
Rimutwi leka ditsebe tsa rona.
Our eyes saw him.
Matlo a rona a moni.
Our hands felt him.
Rile ra motshwara.
Look at Judas Iscariot.
Libella Judas.
In such close proximity with Christ, he saw every miracle.
Oboni mitlolo yohle.
He saw Jesus raising the dead. He saw Jesus walking on water. He saw Jesus rebuking a storm. He saw him sending Peter. He said, Peter, go to a river, you'll find a fish, get money from the fish.
He saw
all of these things. Yet, he did not become an apostle.
Haba mo apostle.
It's scary, ladies and gentlemen.
Se sa tshosa bagaetso.
It's heartbreaking.
Se thuba pelo.
So when I read this,
ge ke bala sena,
I realized
ka bona gore
that when God has blessed us with something, it's our responsibility to maintain the blessing. If you don't maintain the blessing, you can lose it. Just like Judas Iscariot lost his future.
He Judas
lost his position. If you read Acts chapter 1 from verse 1 going downwards, you will see that the apostles had a meeting and they said, let us find someone to replace Judas Iscariot. If you don't maintain the blessings that God gives you, you can be replaced. Your amens are not blessing me. One day, a certain sister sent me a text. Said, Pastor, please pray for me. I don't mind praying. What's the problem? Pastor, I want my husband back. Hey! If you don't maintain the blessing, you can be replaced. May you never pray such prayers. Pastor, I want my husband back. Oh Lord, bring my husband back. May you never pray such prayers in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Oh Lord, I bind my wife. Bring her back in the name of Jesus. You better maintain the blessing that God has blessed you before you are forced to go and fasting and praying. I heard of a story of a young man who had a job. But every time he got paid, he will disappear. Every time he gets paid, he will disappear for about 1 week, 2 weeks. When the money finishes, he reappears. If you don't maintain the blessing, you can lose it. The man lost his job. I mean, somebody else told me of another gentleman. And he said, look, he amari forced, he made means to get this man a job. Like, he had to pull all his contacts. Once this guy got the job, he also did the disappearing acts. Every time he gets paid, he disappears. Tell a neighbor, say, maintain the blessing.
Maintain the blessing.
You don't want to lose what God has given you. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Don't lose it.
Amen.
Lots of people die prematurely.
But batlhogofala pele ga nako.
Prematurely.
Pele ga nako.
Why?
Gobaneng?
They don't maintain what God has given them. Then you go to a funeral of a young man. A young girl. Learn to maintain what God gives you. Are you listening to me, somebody?
Amen.
You've got the opportunity to go to school. If you don't maintain it, before you know it, you'll be uneducated. Every blessing that God gives you, you must learn. You know, it's like a garden. When God made man, He made a garden for him. And He said, I want you to maintain this garden. You and I know if you don't maintain a garden, the flowers are going to die. The grass is going to grow where it feels like growing. Before you know it, it will be a mixed masala type of thing. There will be no beauty in it. Every blessing that God gives you needs to be maintained. Can I hear a loud amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, what I need you to know is that blessings
masiho
by nature are rebellious.
Arana.
Blessings
masiro
by nature
katlago ao ya ona
are rebellious. Please help my interpreter here. Airang
ana le manganga.
Hey, yeah, no wonder I understand. One more time, Airang
ana le manganga.
That one. Are rebellious. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
In other words, when God blesses you with something, that thing, if you don't maintain it, it will rebel from you. It doesn't want to be your blessing. That's why in Genesis chapter 1 from verse 26, verse 27, the Bible says, and God said, let us make man in our own image, in our likeness, etc. And then it says, let him have dominion. That means he must rule by force. In other words, if you don't rule by force, everything will rebel against you. They are rebellious.
Ana le manganga.
I hope you are still here. You have children.
Ona le bana.
Are children not a blessing from the Lord?
Na bana khasima sego.
Then you find that child every night makes you cry.
O fumana gore yena ngwana o dira gore o lle.
Every night.
Bush master
siwo. It's a blessing, isn't it?
Ke masego.
Why is it making you cry tears every night? One day, my aunt and uncle bought a car. So they came, they bought it here in Pretoria, and they asked me, they said, please teach us to drive. So I was teaching them. And for no reason, I prayed. I felt like praying in my heart. And I said, Lord, let this car remain a blessing and not a curse. Do you hear the prayer topic I pray? Let this car be a blessing and not a curse. Not long after, I heard my uncle was driving and the car flipped over in an accident. By the special grace of God, he came out of the car and continued living. Why? Because blessings by nature are rebellious. If you do not know how to maintain them, they will fight you, they will run away from you. They don't want to be a blessing. Even the food you eat, even a chicken, you try and kill it. You'll see it will run first. You'll sweat a little bit before you eat. It's rebellious. It doesn't want to be a blessing. It will fight you first. Some chickens, you catch it, you cut off the head. When you leave it, it still runs without the head. You realize this thing doesn't want to be eaten at all.
Amen.
You've not seen such things before. Oh, Lord. So there you are at school. It's a blessing that you are at school.
Ke masego gore o go sekolong.
But if you don't watch, you'll be there for 7 years.
O tla ba mo for dijara tse 7.
And you still have not received any qualification. It's rebellious. It doesn't want to be a blessing to you.
Seo se agana ga se batle go ba masego mo go wena.
Jesus. He has a nice brother.
He
comes and says, I love you.
At least
do it with that velvet voice.
I'm in love with you, baby.
When he says that, you start dreaming. You see yourself in your wedding dress.
Otoma hoipona onyala.
Ba 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 ba. Ba 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 ba. Before you know it, that same brother is moving with another sister.
That's
same brother. My God. That's why Judas Iscariot, God gave him in a silver platter. He said, you are going to be a disciple. Did he fast and pray to be a disciple?
Now
did he fast and pray to walk with Jesus?
Now rapet hurata maili Jesu.
He was blessed.
Na sihofadi itwe.
And destined for greatness.
Analibu kamu sobabu katlisang.
But he lost it.
Uile Allah sehelwa kiseu.
I pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Kerapela kalibitu
la. Nobody here will lose their blessings in Jesus' name.
Amen.
If you are putting your hands for Jesus, put them well for Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, why are blessings rebellious?
Genesis chapter 1.
Verse 26. Genesis chapter 1 from verse 26. Are you there?
Amen.
Remandorobo Shakarianda Basokoros. Yes, sir.
Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26. Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth.
Continue.
So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female. He created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea.
Fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion.
Yes.
One of the reasons why blessings are rebellious
is because God
designed it so.
Ke ka gore modimo o ile a dira gore dilo di be ka tsela yeo.
I don't know why.
A ke tsebe gore go baneng.
But he said, subdue. In other means, overpower it. Have dominion. In other words, dominate it. In his design, he designed it to be rebellious. That's why you have to work hard in this life and fight. If you are not ready to fight and work hard to have a prosperous life, you will suffer all your life.
Ge o sa itukela go bereka thata o tla sokola bophelo ba gago ka moka.
I remember a certain brother, he said to me, "Pastor, I wish I knew you when I was younger."
Omong o rile ke wisha go re ke go tsebele ke Salomonyane.
Only God knows why he says that.
Ke modima tsebang gore go baneng a ile a bolela seo.
Sorry. If you don't take care,
ga o sa tlhokomele,
you can lose what God himself has given you.
O ka latlhegelwa ke se modima go file sona.
That's number one. Number two.
Sabobedi.
Blessings are rebellious because of sin.
Masego ana le manganga ka lebaka la sebe.
Romans chapter 8 verse 20 to 23. Romans chapter 8 verse 20 to 23.
Baroma.
Romans chapter 8 verse 20 to 23.
Baroma 8 verse 20 to 23.
Are you there?
Amen.
What does it say?
Romans chapter 8 verse 20. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God.
Mm-hmm.
For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs together until now. Not only that, but we also have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan with ourselves and eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body.
Hallelujah. In other words,
come and tomang.
Everything in this life,
tsotlhe mo bophelong bona,
slowly but surely is decaying and deteriorating.
Tsotlhe nako ya tsona e boela morago kapa ya fela.
Are you listening to me?
Amen.
One day,
ka letsatsi le lengwe,
my grandmother had visited with one of her friends.
Kokoa ka natlile o mong le wa ditshomi tsa gagwe a yetile.
And my sister and I, we had gone out. I can't remember where we were.
Nale auswa ka nere tswile.
When we came back home,
gerebua ko gae.
My grandmother's friend,
kokoa chomiaka.
Now you can imagine my grandmother's friend is more or less the age of my grandmother.
Akabe a lekana le kokoaka.
When we walked in with my sister,
kheretsena le auswaka.
This lady looked at my sister.
Alibella auswaka.
Looked at her.
Amolibella.
And then called her.
Amita.
And she said, "Do you know what?
Ara nawa tseba.
When I was your age,
ge ke lekana le wena.
I used to look exactly like you.
Ara ne ke tshwana le wena."
When my sister looked at this old woman and looked at herself, she said, "It's not possible."
Ara go khona gale.
Push your neighbor and say, "It's not possible."
It's not possible.
Hey,
hey.
Some time ago, we went to visit our in-laws.
Nerile khoyetela.
And one of their homes,
engwe yadintlotsa bona.
One of the ladies there, she had a picture of herself when she was younger.
Omong ona le setshwantsho sa gagwe ge ne e sa le monyane.
When I looked at the picture and I looked at her, I said, "Wow." Someone say, "Wow."
Wow.
I couldn't believe it's the same person. By nature,
katlhago,
everything is decaying.
Tsotlhe nako ya tsona ya fela.
Everything is deteriorating.
Tsotlhe dia bofellong.
So if you don't take care of what God gives you,
ge o sa tlhokomele se Modimo a go fa sona,
before you know it, you would have lost it.
Pele o itse se o se tla go
lahlegela. And this is happening because of what Adam and Eve did.
Se se diragala ka lebaka la se Adam le Eva.
When they fell into sin,
ba ile ba se dira.
Everything got affected.
Tsotlhe di ile dia ba affected.
Are you listening to me?
Amen.
My grandmother once told me some years ago.
Kukuaka William Potsa gore.
She said, you know, when I was young,
Arege na Salomonyane,
there used to be places where it's just a field of flowers.
Ne gona le di naga mo ne gona le malomo fela.
She said it would just be a field of flowers, beautiful. Nobody is planting the flowers. But as you're traveling, you just see at a certain season, the flowers will come out and you'll see beauty. Today,
kacheko,
you will hardly see anything like that. What has happened? Everything is decaying. Deteriorating.
Nako ya fela.
Are you listening to me? For this reason,
kalebakalena,
when God gives you something,
Modimo a go fa se sengwe,
if you don't take care,
ge o sa tlhokomele,
you can lose it.
Se ka go lahlegela.
And then finally,
sa bofelo,
there are demonic forces in this life.
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 and
2. Ephesians chapter 2, verse
1 and 2.
Are you there?
Amen.
What does it say?
Ephesians chapter 2. 2 and verse 1. And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience.
Wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. It's a demonic power. It's a demonic force. And its main purpose is to resist you. Is to fight you.
Ke go lwana le wena.
Are you listening to me?
Amen.
And because of these demonic powers, God will give you a blessing and you lose it. You become pregnant. You miscarry. Why are you miscarrying? There is foul play. One day, there was a young lady, beautiful young girl. She was a smart girl.
Na tlalifile.
But for some reason,
kama bakanya na itsengi,
she couldn't go anywhere in terms of her education.
Ga khona go tswela pele ka sekolo.
Smart girl.
A tlalifile.
But couldn't go forward in school.
Ga khona go dira sentle sekolong.
Then one day the Lord spoke to me.
Modimo a bolela le nna.
And the Lord said, I must go visit the family. I took my friend. I said, the Lord spoke to me. Let's go visit. When we got there, do you know what the lady told us? She says, every time I go to school, on the way, a big baboon will come in front of me. And if I forced to go to school, he will beat me. So then I will turn. Every day. So when I leave home, I go as if I'm going to school. When my parents have gone to work, then I go back home. Why? Because this big baboon will beat her if she goes to school. Someone said demonic forces.
Demonic forces.
Hey, hey. You may never know. You may see someone struggling. You are laughing at them. You don't know the challenges they are facing. God had given her the privilege to be educated. But there would be a demonic power that fights her. Till today, she's not educated. Blessings are rebellious.
Masego ana le manganga.
So when God blesses you with something,
Gemodimo a go segofatsa.
It's not a time to relax and say, "Ha, I've arrived."
Asina kwa gore o re ke fitlhile.
If you are not careful, you will lose it.
Ge o sa tlokomela seo se tla go lahlegela.
When my father died,
Gentate wa ka tlokofala.
When I went to his memorial service,
Kia mo memorial service,
one of the gentlemen who spoke there,
Omong o aile abulela ko,
he said my father used to say something, that as you go up,
gentse o ya ko dimo,
make sure you are nice to everybody. Because when you go down, you meet the same people.
He understood
that you can lose your blessing anytime.
Na tlhaloganya gore masego a ka go lahlegela.
So you must never rest and feel that, yeah, now I've arrived.
O skwa ikhutsa wa re na ke fitlhile.
You must work hard to maintain what God has given you.
O tshwanetse wa bereka thata.
So that it remains a blessing
gore ibe masego mo go wena.
And so that tomorrow you can leave it to your children.
Go sasa o ka khona go tlogela seo.
Your amens are not blessing me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, when I look at Adam and Eve, these were people who were extremely blessed. And one of the reasons why they lost the blessings that God had blessed them with is because they lost their relationship with God. If you want to maintain your blessing, you want to maintain your relationship with your spouse, you want to keep your job and keep being promoted, you want to be educated, have a degree, have a, what do you call, master's, PhD, what do you have again? Honors, etc. If you want to see your children growing to being respectable people and honorable people in life, the key is a relationship with God. When Adam and Eve lost their relationship with God, they lost everything. Your relationship with God is the key to maintaining the blessings He has given you. The problem with many people is that once they are blessed, the first person they forget is the blesser, God Himself. So you see someone being blessed rising, and you see the person forgetting their God. You see somebody being blessed is getting married. We are all celebrating
them.
Then they disappear from the house of the Lord. Oh, where have you been?
Hey,
Pastor, I'm busy. Look at you. You have forgotten the person who blessed you. You don't know that to maintain that blessing, you have to stay close to the person who blessed
you.
If you move away from him, you are standing there, you are risking losing the blessings. Because Satan doesn't enjoy you being blessed. He went to Job and wanted to destroy his life. But he couldn't touch Job because God had surrounded Job with walls of fire. So one day Satan went to God and God said, "Have you seen my servant Job?" And Satan said, "You know I can't touch that man. You have no relationship with God. You forget God. The day Satan's eyes come to you, only God knows what will happen. You are enjoying life because Satan has not turned his eyes towards you. Still busy with your neighbor. Still busy with your friends. The day he turns his eyes towards you and you have forsaken your God that has blessed you, Satan is not a small boy. In the book of Revelations, they show him as a dragon. Do you know what's a dragon? Have you seen a dragon before? You try fighting a dragon. It's not a small boy. So why would you risk being far from God? Your life is a blessing. Don't remove yourself from God. When Adam and Eve fell into sin, it was nice. But they didn't know that it was pulling them away from God. And when Satan came, he destroyed everything. They were supposed to live forever. But all of a sudden, they became mere mortal men that could die. They had everything. They didn't have to work hard. But when they were enjoying themselves and moving away from God, they lost everything. All of a sudden, God said to Adam,
"Mudimu aramahu Adam,
before you eat,
bile uja,
you must sweat."
Utla bereka.
That wasn't the case originally. But the sin,
sibi,
now push them away from God.
Sile sabadira khorbabe khakala le mudimu.
That's where the struggles began. Ladies and gentlemen, maintain your relationship with God. Don't play far from Jehovah. Let him be your priority in everything. You know, the other day, I was watching a video. A certain church was being dedicated to God. One of the biggest, if not the biggest church in Nigeria. A 100,000-seater church. It's called Dunamis Ministries. So, when it was being dedicated, one of the people who spoke there was the vice president of
Nigeria.
Vice president. And I said, "Hey, let me hear what the vice president is going to say." In the church. When the vice president opened his mouth and started worshiping God, I said, "Hey, this is a serious vice president." Let me hear what he started quoting scriptures. Quoting scriptures. And then he said, before I continue, I want to honor my spiritual father. I said, look at the vice president.
Hey.
Because you think that now he's a vice president, he'll become too busy for God. He'll become too busy for church. Because he's the vice president, he's number two in the country. But in his big position like that, he understood the value of being in the house of God. He understood the value of reading the word. He understood the value of praying. And he understood the value of worshiping God. As the vice president, nothing will take him out of his seat. Because he maintains his relationship with God, he will never lose his blessings. I don't know when I'm talking to somebody here. For as long as you don't maintain your relationship with God, you are at risk of losing it all. One day, this same vice president was traveling somewhere. It was an elections season in Nigeria. And his pastor suddenly had a bad feeling. And he called him.
Amita.
Imagine, you, can your pastor even call you? Come here. Push your neighbor, say, can your pastor call you? Some of you are even afraid to call you on your phone. I say, hey.
Baba nke a tshaba le go founela.
And so the pastor called the vice president.
Amita.
And I said, kneel down and prayed and said, Lord, please protect my son. And I said, okay, you can go. As they were traveling, doing campaigning, they were in a helicopter. You know, a helicopter's got those blades. Those blades suddenly said, I don't want to spin anymore, I'm tired. And the helicopter came down.
Helicopter ya atlas
and crashed.
Yawa.
And the man just walked out.
Atswa.
Hey. You can't lose your blessing when you stay close to God.
Okasila tlhelwe ke masego ge o le kaofile modimo.
Is not possible. Regardless of how rebellious it is. Regardless of all the demons that exist. When you are close to God, you will never lose the blessings that He gives you. Put your hands together for Jesus and give Him praise. Are you putting your hands together for Jesus? So I want to encourage everybody here. Your relationship with God is the most important thing in this world. Jesus said it is life. The day you lose that relationship, the day that relationship is devalued in your heart, the day that relationship is no longer priority, you are standing a chance of losing everything you have gained. That's why Jesus said that if you gain your life, you will lose it. But if you lose it, you will gain it. In other words, God must be first. And you must be willing to pay any price for Jehovah. If church becomes too expensive for you, you are risking losing it. If praying becomes too expensive for you, you are risking losing everything. If the word of God becomes too expensive for you, you are risking losing everything. You are risking. You are playing games with your life. Never be too busy for God. You look sad. Am I still preaching? Let's rise to our feet. Push your neighbor and say, neighbor, don't play with your life. Don't play with your relationship with God. It's the most important thing that you have.
That you have.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
As we close, Peter and James were just walking to land.
Peter and James were just walking.
And as they were walking, there was a man who was crippled who was sitting on a chair. And he asked them for money. And Peter rose up and said,
Peter ayemela ari.
Silver and gold.
Silver le gauta.
I don't have.
Yona.
But what I have,
I
will give it to you. He said, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. And the Bible says they helped him up and helped him to walk. Every step. Today you may have it. Tomorrow it may be gone. But when you have a relationship with God, you have everything. I say you have everything. I said you have everything. I want you to talk to God. As I've been preaching, I know that he's talking to you. Some of us, we have to ask for forgiveness. Some of us, we have to repent. Because we have been risking. We have to repent and make that relationship number one. Some of you lost the relationship with God because of Johnny Bravo. Because of
Susan.
Okay, if your name is Susan, I'm not talking of. It's another Susan. I listen to me.
Amen.
Please don't. As I close, one day we were in church and a brother came with a nice black shiny car. Shiny. An Audi A4. In those days, I mean. And the whole church was around the car. Wow!
Babo tlibaneba tabile bar. Wow!
And so some people went into the car.
Batho ba bang ba tsena mo koloing.
Do you know?
Now atiba.
That since some people went into that black car, we've never seen them again.
Ba bang ba tsena gare ya ba bona gape.
Some people will lose their relationship with God for a car.
Batho ba bang ba lahlegela ke tselano ya bona le
Modimo. That wasn't even theirs.
Ka le ba ka la koloe le gore ga se ya bona.
They lost their relationship with God. Today we don't
know
where they are, what they are doing. If God says you are the light of the world, they are the shadow of the world. We don't know where they are. Are you ready to talk to God? Are you ready to reconnect with him? Are you ready to rebuild your walk with him?
Amen.
Open your mouth, begin to talk to him, begin to pray.
Oharebo sata habayantis. Mambre kiata habanavantis.
Father,
we are sorry, Lord, for being away from you. For being away from you. Having time for other things. Exchanging you for our carnal desires. Exchanging you for our foolish desires. Having time for parties. Having time for celebrations. But neglecting the most important, you. Father, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us, Father. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on us, Father. Lord, grant us the grace to change and put you first. Put you to the top. Put you to the top. That, Lord, will become the first thing that we do. I ask you, Father, grant us the grace. Give some of us new chances, opportunities. Start again. To start from scratch. To start again, Lord. I ask you, Father, give us that grace to start again. I am starting again, Lord. I am starting again, Father. Your word says that those who come to you, you will in no wise cast them out. We ask you, Father, grant us the grace to start again. Give us a new beginning, a new moment with you. And Lord, we will not waste it this time. We will not waste it this time, because we know that being far away from you is death. Being far away from you is not life. It will not benefit us, but it will lead us to destruction.
We believe you've been blessed by this message. For inquiries, please call us on 081-8160153 or send us an email at healingfireministries@outlook.com.